And now, in color, Tim Burton, Tim DeYoung, Michael Rutger, and William Van Dyke.
Well, the show this week's a bit special because Will here, it is his birthday.
Hello.
And so, Bertie, Tim and I thought we'd give him a bit of a treat.
That's right, Mike. We've clubbed together and brought him and the studio audience to the fairground.
Yeah. I'd have preferred the money, actually, but...
I don't like this. I really might.
Tim, don't be so wet.
I really don't think... I'm going to be late. Oh, God. What was that one called?
It's called the Turnstile.
Well, I'm going on that one the audience are going on.
Right, I'm going on the Bouncy Castle, see if anyone's dropped any money in there.
Well, I think I might have a go on this bench.
Oh, Bertie, I thought Northerners were supposed to be tough, long hours spent sitting on dinosaurs, killing your own food.
Yeah, well, any ride must be frightening for you, Mike, because it means you can't have a cup of tea for 50 seconds. Michael Rutger goes on the comfortably middle-class nightmare ride. The carriage goes along. Someone bangles a Jeffrey Archer novel in front of you and says, "You're not having it, you're not having it." You go towards a living flame gas fire with slippers in front of a footstool and held away on the box, nice cup of tea, and then it swarms away at the last minute.
Come on, look. The audience are having a great time on that one. It's called The Shriek.
What happens to that one?
Oh, well, I think you're all going to sit in this room, right? And then you open your poll tax bill.
Can I have 17 pints of lager, please?
17, sir?
Yes, please.
And they're all for you, are they, sir?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Going to be a heavy night, then?
Should think so.
I see. Well, in that case, would you like to order your nasty Indian meal for afterwards now, sir?
Please. Kebab would be nice.
And how much chilli sauce would you like on that? Just far too much or a stupid amount?
Just far too much, please.
Right. And does sir think you'll be in the mood for a shopping trolley later on?
Why not, yeah.
Is that with the wonky front wheels you rather take the edge off having a good time?
Yeah, that sounds fine.
And you'll be abandoning
it? In the river, fine.
Yeah.
You don't do traffic cones, do you?
Of course, sir.
Oh, right.
We have an extensive range of roadwork accessories. Number 17 is particularly versatile, perfect for the hat, the phallic extension, the megaphone.
Will it do the kind of pointy, exterminate?
Yes, it's fine for the Dalek too.
Oh, brilliant, yeah, great.
And for the very end of the evening, a new line. It's a pamphlet of maudlin things for sir to go on about.
I don't know, I've probably done most of those already. Has it got, Aren't the Stars Far Away?
Yes, but, have you tried this? I've always liked you as a person. I think you're really nice. Can we take our clothes and then being sick?
Yeah, I've done that loads of times.
I see. But surely you won't have done the, "You can knock Abel all you like, but Fernando always makes me cry."
Look, Reg, you can knock Abba all you like, but Fernando always makes... And now we go over live to the Vittoria Terrazza training camp outside Genoa, where the England team are preparing for the next World Cup.
OK, lads, let's run through the defence tactics again.
The long domestic season. Playing away is never easy. Lack of playing together as a team.
This is a double. There goes another. Gotcha! They're hardly moving at all.
Bertie, you're supposed to be aiming at the ducks at the back. The teddy bears are prizes.
Oh. Where's Tim? He's over there just standing about. Do you think he's all right?
Tim! What are you doing? I'm on a sheep simulator. It's brilliant. You stand in the middle of a field and do nothing. It's only £8.
Who did you pay the 8 quid to?
That bloke who walked away, smiling, shaking his head.
Mikey, over here, where have you been?
I've just had my palm read, actually.
Oh, aye, what's it say?
Well, I don't know. My line of life goes along here, round here, and then it turns into the shape of a gravestone with the words "taken from us so young" written on it. She couldn't work out what it meant.
I've just had my papers read. There's a woman in that booth, and you go in with all your Sunday papers, and then she reads them.
And how much did you pay for that?
10 quid.
Tim, you're losing money hand over fist. You're just too naive.
Look, fairgrounds are a circus of psychology. Everything's a trick. You've got to fight them at their own game. Look, try this one. Lucky card stall.
There you go. There you go. Find a lucky card. One of these is a lucky card. Sir, you 23 again.
Right, there.
Right.
Here we go. 7 of clubs.
No, that's not the lucky one. Lucky card!
That's not fair. You're just making that up.
Good lad, go on.
Yeah, it's irrational and arbitrary.
And ask to see his gaming license.
Yes, and I want to see your gaming license.
Oh, look, girl, I can't help it. I ran away from home to be in the fair. I was only 4 years old. I dreamt about having my own fair, my own name up there above the big wheel, but what could I do? I couldn't juggle, I had no money. All I had was this pack of cards. I've lived hand to mouth for 40 years now. You've blown it all. I'll go to court. Prison, I can't face it. I couldn't do that. Not to my own mother. I couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand it. Ah!
Thanks, Will.
Oh, that's not what I thought fairgrounds were like at all.
Oh, God. Bill shot himself. Oh, no. Guess the weight of the stiff. Guess the weight of the stiff.
And now in colour, a sneak preview. We are pleased to announce that the contract for the next James Bond theme has been awarded to Richard Stilgo.
J is for the jungle into which he's dropped at first. A is for the alligators near whom he's immersed. M is for Miss Moneypenny, who's been the same in all the films. And E is for except the last one when she was played by someone else.
And now, with the big hand coming up to the sixth, it's time for the main points again. 2 B-bars were involved in an accident with a chuff-chuff today. 1 man was slightly injured, but a policeman was able to rub it all better.
There's a new dimension in DIY home decorating. Fresh concept for all your walls and ceilings. It's a new range of vinyl silk paints that are white, but not quite. Paint and wallpaper that's white, with just a delicate hint of fish.
Hello, mate. Oh, you've redone the flat. Oh, what's that smell?
Choose to match your mood from salmon, haddock, trout, more guppy.
Oh, Barry, that is terrible. Oh, dear, can someone open a window? I think I'm going to be sick.
The hint of fish range of paints and wallpaper. They'll take your breath away.
Whoa, Mike, that was just brilliant. I've just been on the Wall of Death ride.
Oh, what's that?
It's this massive wall, right? And they give you this car, and you get in, and then you drive smack into the wall.
Yeah, I have my doubts about this fairground, Tim. I mean, for a start, it looks like every prize in the place has fallen off the back of a lorry.
Hey, oh, Mike, Tim, look what I won on the darts.
What'd you win?
I won this brilliant tailgate and a number plate.
What a great fair. These rides are just something else. They really are, aren't they?
And what rides have you actually been on, Firth?
Yeah, Firth Jones.
What?
You know, like Indiana Jones.
You chickened out of the roller coaster because you said the vertigo made your nose bleed. You wouldn't go on the Dodgems because you're having driving lessons and it might confuse you. And you wouldn't go on the log flume because it reminded you of a childhood seaside accident.
I have just been on a very, very frightening ride, thank you very much.
Oh yes, what?
I don't know the name of it, but you went up really, really, really high, right? And then you suddenly drop down, and then you think you're all right, and you're going along again, and then you drop down again, and all the time around you, you've got these tiny little voices screaming and crying and laughing.
You've been on the kiddie's side again, haven't you, Tim? The audience gone very quiet. Where are they then?
Oh, I think they're just watching Neighbours.
Oh, Madge Ramsay, what did you do? Don't you know the time you take up doesn't belong to you? 'Cause Ramsay Street stands on one little tiny plot, 5x5, where some real heroes were once alive. Remember Hector's house? It's not there anymore. Pull down to make way for a Gateway superstore. And Lady Rosemary, Parsley the Lion, and Del the Dog all passed away when Colin the Concrete Patio came to stay. And the Wombles picked up all the litter and put it in the bin, but it hasn't been the same since the council got contract cleaners in. And Tova Mori, he got caught on a stray hypodermic syringe, and he unraveled right across the common. And Crystal Tips, Crystal, oh, Crystal Tips and Alistair. All right, they were rubbish, but what are you doing, eh? You take Bill and Ben off because it affects kids' feet, and then you give us Lucy. Captain Pugwash, what have you done with him, eh? I bet you're folding him up and stuffing him in a drawer somewhere. Well, let me tell you, he may only have been cardboard, but he had more depth than you, Paul Robinson. He was head of Gardner compared to you, Paul Robinson.
Good thing.
The Clangers.
Over the Engine.
Barber Papa.
Hogel's Wood.
Paddy.
All the 540
heroes. Yeah, the front lot.
All the 540 heroes.
Well done, sir. You have won a goldfish for that. Very well done, sir. I'll just go and get it for you. While I am, could you just fill in this form? Because you, now you're entitled to enter the prize draw for the Goldfish Survival Kit.
Oh, what's that?
A plastic bag and some water.
Hey, looks like you've been won, mate. Nah. You end up choosing the furry gold prize. That told you. Haven't seen you around this way for ages. What, have you been hanging around the other side of the back for a bit? Yeah, mostly. Not good.
Great, yeah, fine. How's things with you?
Me? Oh, I'm dead meat.
Oh, I didn't know, Pete. You looked all right.
Well, he keeps knocking me plastic bags off to all around a bit, you see. Hey, it's sad, really, because, you know, they'll get me home, all these little kiddies expectant faces around the bowl, and they'll enter me in, and I'll just go, bloop. Straight to the surface. And then me eyes got out. Hey, lad. You've got all to look forward to, of course.
Yeah. Mm. Well, it won't affect me, though.
Right?
Nah. I'm not a goldfish, you see. I'm just a piece of carrot.
It seems that Wilfred Owen wrote one more poem than his chroniclers had previously believed. This poem was discovered recently in the papers of Ron Taffy Llewellyn Jones, and it is read for us now by Ian McKellen.
The godless muck that makes our home gives way a little, and grimy and obscene, I claw my way up the oozing wall. For a moment's release, I rise and feel living air upon my cheek. I survey the shattered scape of death and see a little man who is... Bang. Ah. I'm hit. Help me. I think it may have gone quite deep. The blood... Look, Corporal. Put that notepad down. It's got me in the lungs, I think. Can't you see? I've been shot. I'm not dictating anymore. Look, you Welsh git. Oh, oh. You stupid, stupid. Footum. Splish.
1907, Vienna, the International Earthquake Symposium.
Good evening, Mr. Richter. May I introduce you to these world scientists?
Good evening, gentlemen. I think that one on the scale should be this. That four on the scale should be this. And
now, wait a minute, Mr. Richter. We can't accept that. Four has to be more like this.
Very well, but in that case, six must be...
4 hours later...
Oh, come on! 8.9 has to be more like this!
I see trees of green, red roses too. I watch them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
That report was compiled under the restrictions imposed by the South African government.
Hey, Will, look. I've bought you a present.
Yeah? What is it?
It's great. It's a mirror that makes you look just like Peter Beardsley.
That's a poster, Tim.
Oh. How much did you pay for it?
Well, I'd run out of money. I gave them my shirt.
Will, here you are. This is for you. The songwriter booth. Jerry Breaker, the instant composer, writes the song specially for you while you wait. Let's have a go.
Hello, lads. Welcome to the amazing talent of Jerry Breaker, instant composer to the stars.
So what, you can write a song for me here now?
Yep, that's the amazing gift I have. What's your name, mate?
Michael Rutger.
Okay, Michael Rutger, Rutger, right. Okay, what are your hobbies?
Swimming,
dimming, winning. Right, got it.
That's amazing.
Yep, okay. Hello, my name's Mike Rutger and I like swimming. Cheers, stick the money in the box, mate.
Is that it?
It's a bit barefaced, isn't it?
Hey?
I thought poetry was supposed to be a bit more elusive, elliptical even.
Ah, right. You're a poet. Good. Shit. Right. Well, most people have my name's Tracy, actually, mate, but you're a poet. I can see you want the works,
well,
right?
Well, just something a bit more oblique. Something that asks a few more questions of the listener.
Good. Right. You're absolutely right. Got it. Who's the bloke who likes swimming? It's Michael Rutger. Cheers. Stick your money in the box.
You have till 6 o'clock to meet our demands, then we start to kill them one by one.
Right. Bob, how are the hostages?
Fine. They're fine.
Good. Whatever we do, we mustn't let them see our faces.
Yes. Gary, I think one of them may have caught a glimpse of me without my balaclava.
Which one?
It was the girl with long brown hair.
Damn. Could she identify you?
Yes. I think so. The thing is, Gary, this girl, the hostage, Joanne, and myself, well, we've sort of decided to get married.
I'm sorry?
I know it's a big step, but we're going to tie the old knot.
Look, don't mess me around, Bob. There's armed troops out there.
No, we are, really.
But Bob, the years of planning for the revolution, the ideals we fought for and shared since we were kids.
Yeah. And that's why I'd like you to be best man, Gary.
Oh, God!
We've thought it all through.
Well, we must have a cake. This is the Nihilist Separatist New Order Brotherhood. We'd like a wedding cake.
Yeah, and a priest.
A priest, a wedding ring, and a case of champagne.
Oh, jeez, Gary.
This is the police. I repeat, your demands are now the release of 14 terrorists from Class 1 maximum security jails in Europe, a fully fueled plane, a priest, a wedding cake, a case of champagne and a wedding ring. What's going on? Are you getting married?
We're not selling.
Oh, go on. Are you?
No. All right, then, yes.
Can we come?
No.
Oh, come on, we are winning.
Oh, all right. The service is at 2 p.m.
That's too early. We need more time. We have to get presents and changed and everything.
They're bluffing, Gary.
The service is at 2 p.m. and that's the deadline.
Take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife.
I do.
Now, if any of those gathered here present know of any impediment to the joining of these two in holy wedlock, then let them speak now, or forever hold their peace.
This is the police! We are... Oh, no, sorry. Nothing. We thought we had something, but we can't make it stick.
In half an hour here on Radio 4, we'll be talking to the British Everest Expedition Group, who are hoping to climb Kanchenjunga without the aid of a BBC Two documentary team. And now, in colour, a reading from the New Testament.
My eyes are opened, and I am blinded by the light. My ears full of the sound of flutes and native voices. My cup runneth with exotic wine, and still, beneath my feet, I feel the sand. Having a lovely time. Paul.
That was St. Paul's postcard to the Romans.
My lord, I bring sad tidings. Your son is dead.
My lord, I bring news even worse. The noble Herpes is struck with some strange disease and is confined to bed.
That news is but a trifle, my lord. Amphibious is drowned at sea. The general compass has marched the entire army north. Again. Dyslexia is murderery. And on hearing the news, your uncle Thesaurus is enraged, angered, annoyed, disgruntled, pretty pissed off, I can tell
yes,
you.
My lord. My lord, if you thought that was tragic, then your heart will truly bleed at the news I must now bring. Erogenous is touched by strange news. Amnesia foretells that...
Yes, if I could just butt in there, my lord. All this news must pass into insignificance when the news I bring now is told. For we are the brothers contradictus. We come to kill you.
No, we don't. No, we don't.
This fairground is a rip-off. Can't use my young person's rail card on anything.
Well, you're 27.
Yeah, but you'd have thought it'd been okay on the SDP, right?
Well, what's that then?
Well, it starts off trundling along quite slowly,
right.
And then there's a big jolt, and all the carriages split up.
And then?
I don't know, I rather lost interest after that.
I went on the Cecil Parkinson ride.
All right, what's that one then?
Well, it goes up and up and up,
yeah.
And then up and down and up and down.
Yeah.
And then the safety device fails,
yeah.
and it crashes into a pile of rubble.
Oh, right.
But somehow it managed to make it back again.
Oh, yeah. Well, I went on the Jeffrey Archer ride.
What's
well, the thing was, you got on it,
And then he knew exactly what was going to happen.
Yeah. I tell you what, as a kind of final treat, why don't we all chip in?
I'm not paying a penny.
To the audience, to put the audience, to let them go on the ghost train, right?
Passengers awaiting the arrival of the ghost train are advised that on leaving the rather disappointing graveyard bit, this service was reported running 50 minutes late. This is due to mechanical problems. The driver is having difficulty getting his ass into gear.
And now we are greatly honoured to be able to present the first opera ever written by Brian Clough, manager of Nottingham Forest Football Club. Entitled simply Tottenham vs Liverpool, we join the action towards the end of the second half. Liverpool are a goal down.
I've got possession. I've got possession. Pass the ball to me. I'm in space. Pass the ball to me. I'm in space. I've got the ball. I've got the ball. He's got the ball. He's got the ball. Bidley is magic. Bidley is magic. Pass the ball to me. I'm free for a header. Bidley for England. Bidley for England. You're going home.
We're going home.
You're going home.
We're going home.
You will be going home in a St. John's ambulance.
Come here and say that.
An ambulance is the form of transportation you will use. I've got the ball, I've got the ball.
Beardsley is clear, Beardsley is clear.
I've got the ball, I've got the ball. Pass it to me, I will score easily. I've got the ball, I've got the ball, I've got the ball. Pass it to me now, here first time, the keeper's off his line, knock it to the far post, I've got behind the defence with a brilliantly timed run, and I'm on market. I'm going to pass, I'm going to pass,
yes now,
I'm going to pass, I'm going to pass,
on my head,
I'm going to pass, I'm going to pass,
just to
time, I'm going to pass.
It was a marvellous dummy, it was a brilliant dummy,
John Bonds is a genius, the defence is in all sorts of trouble.
Ow!
Oh no! John Barnes has a groin strain.
Or maybe it's a hamstring.
Just pass the ball, you pansy. I've got the ball.
He's got the ball. He's got the ball.
Oh no! The lineman is flagging for offside. And look, we're into time added on for stoppages.
Hurrah!
Hurrah!
Three valuable points in the bag.
And Larry Gallo was written and performed by Tim Firth, Tim DeYoung, Michael Rutger and William Van Dyke. The producer was Lisa Evans.